independent national championships. 27 SEC titles. 131 first-team All-Americans. 70 postseason appearances. 39 postseason victories. This is Alabama football. And this is Alabama tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Present and future of the Alabama Crimson Tide. We're going to talk about Alabama winning number 28 when we talk about the SEC title. We'll talk about the college football playoff berth. Alabama, it feels good to be right back in the college football playoff. We'll talk about Notre Dame. We'll break it down with Martin Houston and myself. Tommy Paradise is always behind the glass as we continue. We'll take phone calls, and as we open up things, phone lines completely jammed up. A lot of people want to talk about this Alabama football team. But first, let's go to Martin Houston. We're going to get a lot of thoughts with him, and we'll talk about it. Martin, I hope all is well. Welcome into Alabama tradition.
All is well, Ryan, and glad that you are up and at them on this beautiful Tuesday night as we get ready to celebrate. You know, I like what our coach has done in terms of making the SEC championship a big deal. He talked about it, and it has to mean something, and I think it does. So I'm really excited that think about it. He's won an SEC champion half of the time he's been coaching and played in it the other half. Pretty big deal, pretty big accomplishment in terms of what they were able to do. First team, and potentially, unless they change the rules, Ryan, to 9 and/or 10 games, or 9 games and you play in an SEC championship and play that team again in a bowl, no one's going to duplicate this record for some time. 11-0 in the SEC, first team to do that. So congratulations to this Alabama Crimson Tide team.
So, Martin, when you look at this Alabama game, I'd love to go back and, you know, we do the good, the bad, the ugly. I know you do it on Monday. I do it on Monday. We talk about the good. We talk about the bad. We talk about the ugly. This Alabama team did everything right on the offensive side of the football. They were able to keep the Florida Gators off balance. When special teams was needed, it came up in a big way. I mean, Charlie Scott kind of pinning this team deep allowed them to maybe have to drive the field in 16 seconds. They were not able to do that. Put a little more pressure on those guys. Will Reichert, even though he was not recognized by the coaches in the SEC on the first or second team, he's a guy that's also up for the Lou Groza, which is the nation's top place kicker. He's 100% the only kicker right now in the SEC able to do that. So recognition for Will Reichert. You look at the defense. In some ways, they played good. They got the turnovers. They put more pressure on the quarterback. But they were going up against elite offense. They did not completely shut those down. And, you know, I've talked to you about this multiple times before. My mind is framed around slowing people down. And I guess it's some of your fault, 1992 and 61. And we've been known for defensive performance. We're not where we need to be on defense, but we won the game. And you have a chance to clean things up before you get in the college football playoff.
Do you think anybody in the college football playoffs have any better defense than we do?
Probably not.
No, would Florida put up 46 on Clemson? Probably. In that environment, Ohio State, yep. Indiana put up 35. Northwestern should have had 24 to 30 points against them. Through interceptions, turned the ball over in red zone, missed opportunities. And then, of course, Notre Dame, Florida boat raced them. I talked to some people. I said, you know, when we score 50-something, it's because we have a great offense. When the other team scores 40-something, it's because we have a bad defense. That was a really, really elite offense, Ryan. Trash play like a Heisman Trophy candidate. Pitts. I mean, how many times did they catch balls when we were in perfect coverage? I mean, I thought Sertan was going to get an interception, and he put the ball perfectly over his head, and it ends up being a touchdown. And I was like, man, he's not open. And that's what these quarterbacks today can do. They are absolutely elite. Now, with that said, Ryan, can we play better on defense? Absolutely. To me, I think we're playing too much man, you know, right now. Back in the day, Ryan, you could run in phase with guys and play, but the wide receivers were 5'10", 6 foot. Now wide receivers are, you know, 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", you know, and DBs have gotten a little bit taller, but not much. I just think that we're giving a big ask to play as much man coverage in today's game when the offense clearly has the advantage.
Well, and maybe this is just me. It's just trying to adjust to this. It's so hard to do. It's just when I watch Alabama football, I'm just accustomed to this defense maybe shutting people out, and I'm still – maybe I need a therapist. Maybe I need to go to this therapeutic side of things and look at it, because when I watch Alabama play defense, last year we had a tackling problem. We missed a lot of tackles. It seems like we've cleaned that up some, but – it just, I guess when I look at that team, there's some great players on that side of the field. Some All-Americans, some All-SEC guys, All-Freshman guys. And I just don't know if we are reaching our full potential on that side of the ball.
Tell me what a defensive coordinator could do to be better than what we were Saturday, other than maybe play less man.
Well, I don't have the answer. Neither did Pete Golding.
The first touchdown. Did Kadarius Toney beat a guy in one-on-one coverage? Was that the coach's fault that Jobes fell down? No.
Well, okay, but to take what you're talking about, maybe we are too predictable in knowing what we're going to do there. I mean,
absolutely. I mean, you just now, Ryan. The one thing that now, when I can answer my own question, but there were several times Surtain was in the right coverage on two of their touchdowns. It was strictly DBs didn't make plays. One fell down, one, I guess he lost the ball, looked out of bounds, et cetera. But the other side of that, Ryan, that we could do better is but to me, it comes back to playing too much man. They knew that they could run a five wide and then run the quarterback up the middle because we would literally do what? We move all the linebackers out the middle of the field. They'd have five linemen. We'd have four defensive linemen. They had us outnumbered. How many times did they run that to keep a drive alive? About four or five times. That's, to me, coaching. That's adjustments. And the question becomes, is Nick Saban wanting more man coverage, or is Pete Golding wanting more man coverage?
And that's the million-dollar question. But Martin, agree with me here. We have been on this trend of defensive play, and maybe this just matches up perfect with the offense direction in college football, but I feel like that we've been on this three-year trend with defense's side of the football. And I know we've talked about it. When I look at Alabama, and maybe it's, you know, I think we get enough out of Christian Harris. I'd like to get more out of Dylan Moses. And maybe that's just me being selfish, but I don't know if he's given us this first-round linebacker that he was projected at the start of the season. I don't think, and I think Nick Saban pointed to this one time on the Nick Saban show, early part of the season, he said Dylan has got to turn loose and play with confidence that his injury is okay. That's probably easier said than done, but I don't know if we've got enough out of 32.
I think 32 will be back next year.
Really?
I really do. And I just unless he wants to be a fourth, fifth round draft pick, and I don't think that's what he wants.
Can I add this to it? Because this is another thing that I was real puzzled with. Today we got the first team all SEC selection. How shocked would you be if we talked about Dylan Moses was ahead of Christian Harris? He was the first team all SEC linebacker.
It shows me that coaches and was this the coaches?
Yeah, it was coaches' poll.
They don't watch film. They don't watch games. They saw a name and they went off of what he had done. Dylan Moses has not played. Let me tell you the difference though, Ryan.
Okay.
An all SEC award means about as much as me telling you I got $1 million to give you when it comes to an NFL team making an investment. That's why you see guys that we sometimes go goo-goo gaga over, and then those guys get to the next level and they get in those scouts and they start evaluating. Here's the thing that hurts Dylan Moses. Had Dylan Moses left last year, the film we saw on him was that he was a ball player. The film you have on him now is he's a cautious football player. Is he getting better? Yes. Does he get everybody in the right spot? Yes. But are you going to invest a first-round draft pick in him? No. And probably not second, unless you bet on him. You know what I mean? But Dylan Moses made first-team All-SEC?
He was first-team All-SEC. Voted on by the coaches.
Okay. All right.
Well,
there you go. Christian Harris was what?
He was not listed. On either the first or the second.
Undoubtedly, the Butkus Award people must actually watch film.
Well, and Will Reichard is the leader in most categories in place kicking. When we talk about PATs, we talk about he's 100%. He has not missed a place a field goal this year. He's 12 for 12. I think he's also 100% on the place kicking responsibility of the PAT. He's not listed on the first team or the second team. The guy that is behind him, Carlson, is second team, and I think the other guy, I'll have to go back and look on the other kicker. But
that's stupid. I mean, but anyway.
Well, I mean, I just – and I.
That's crazy.
But then I always go back to the number one thing on special teams. J.K. Scott gave us 4 years and never won the top punter in the country, the Ray Guy Award. So these awards, they do mean something, but when you see things like this, they mean less.
Yeah, they mean something, but they're not always given out equally or fairly. I don't know how much you should put on coaches voting. I mean, I just don't think
Many times it's not even the coaches. It's the sports information department that are voting on behalf of the coach.
I agree. But do you think, Ryan, with what you saw with what Nick Saban and Dabo did with Ohio State, you think that was coaches?
You know it was. If not, it had to be signed off on those coaches.
I was going to say, you know that no one, you know nobody put – because that's going to put a question on Nick Saban if you put him fifth and Dabo 11th. Most of these polls aren't voted on by the coaches themselves. And that's unfortunate because they do understand football and know what it really takes. But for a guy to go perfect, 12 out of 12, and then for us, Ryan, he's hit – how many touchdowns have we scored? It's not like this guy kicked 20 PATs. I mean, he's in the 50s, isn't he?
Yes. Maybe 60. I can give you in 2 seconds.
Probably scored 60 plus touchdowns this year.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's more than that, Martin. He's 73 of 73.
Yeah. So there you go.
And the next guy is 51 of 51. And then the guy behind him is 37 of 37. So.
Yeah, that's a. 73 out of 73 is a career for a 2 to 3 year kicker. That's how many. I mean, in the old days, I guarantee you go back and look at some of the guys, they may not have had 73 touchdowns scored in their entire careers. So,
hey, Martin, that's unfortunate. We definitely want to get to some phone calls, but I'm going to set this up. And I know we're an Alabama show, but because we compete against Auburn in the SEC division. Recapping the Auburn search there. Hugh Freeze said no. Mari Cristobal said no. Sark said no. Venable said no. Billy Napier from Louisiana Raging Cajuns said no. Bill Clark, which I think is a heck of a football coach at UAB, he says no. Hugh Freeze, they went back to Hugh Freeze again. He said no. And then they settled with the Boise State head coach, Brian Harsin. So congrats to our friends across the state. It took them a little bit more extra time. Auburn people are pretty frustrated, but they get a Boise State.
They've hired a coach?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, about an hour ago. Brian Harsin, Boise State head coach who followed Gus at Arkansas State for 1 year. He went to back to Boise State, and they have settled on him.
Oh, wow.
You paid. Am I getting your instant reaction for – am I really getting an authentic reaction right here? You didn't know Auburn had hired a coach?
No.
I know you've been busy this afternoon, so you've been working. But yes. They have hired Brian Harsin.
$21 million. You paid out $21 million to end up hiring a guy from Boise State who followed the guy at Arkansas State that just fired.
Yes, that's who they settled in. Coming to the toughest division in all of college football. Moments like this reminds me of what Nick Saban was really able to do at Alabama from an administration point.
That's wow. That's do you know how bad things – and I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know how bad things have to be to get turned down by Bill Clark and Napier? I mean, the other guys
– Well, it took them three mid-majors to find a mid-major that would say yes. But, Martin, you know the fraternity. In the fraternity, I'm telling you, this is what coaches do. They talk behind the scenes, and you know this, that they talk behind the scenes. But when you're looking at what just got Gus fired, 12-2, 8-5, 7-6, 8-5, 10-4, 8-5, 9-4, 6-4, he beat Nick Saban three times, and he got fired.
More than everybody else in the SEC combined.
Right. And coaches are looking at it going, okay, can I take what that program has and I can win more than Gus? If not, I'm going to be jobless in a couple of years. That's why these coaches are saying no.
Yeah, I get it. That's just crazy to me, though. Wow.
It is. I mean, I was shocked. I thought it was like one of those fake accounts when it first broke from Pete Thamel. When I saw it pop across my screen, I went, who? But in other news, Wikipedia is number one search engine today in the state of Alabama. We continue with more of the game. That's Martin Houston. Alabama tradition, the past, present, and future of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Tide 100.9, WTIDFM. The station in Tuscaloosa for ESPN Radio. Your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. You are listening to Alabama Tradition with Martin Houston and Ryan Fowler. Your connection to Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama Athletics on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
You know, I know this is going to come to a surprise to many, but I've got some Auburn friends. I really do. And some good guys that are Auburn people that I have fun with. I mean, I like to aggravate them. And trust me, when Auburn beats Alabama, I hear from them quite often. But I think Auburn fans deserve more than what this administration and these boosters that wanted their ego kind of stroked. I'm talking about the ones that interfered with this. And there's just no way that you can look at this. I mean, I can't spin this into a situation. Even if I went out and tried to hire one of these media relations, public relations, there's no way that you can tell me that Gus is less than Brian Harsin. But I'm sure they'll tell you, Martin, that that was their number one guy. That was the first guy. He was the first choice, as all these ADs do, they begin to look at it. So Martin's still in shock. I mean, hey, Martin, you know, Auburn.
What's his name again?
Brian Harsin. Brian Harsin. Yeah.
Harsin. Spell that last name.
H-A-R-S-I-N. Harsin.
Harsin.
Hey, Martin, I know where we're
going. His resume. Yes. His resume is he was an assistant at Boise.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I'll just read it all off to you. He was Eastern Oregon's where he started as a running back coach. He played at Boise State as a quarterback. Okay. 2001, he was a GA at Boise State. Then he coached tight ends for 3 or 4 years. Then he was an offensive coordinator at Boise State. He left and went to Texas for 2011-2012. That was the down years of Texas. Then he went to Arkansas State, and he won 7 games at Arkansas State. He went back to Boise State to replace
– After 1 year.
Right, after 1 year. Chris Peterson left and went to Washington. And so – but now he did win the championship, the Sun Belt Championship, in 2013. So
Ryan, but was Boise – what was his first year there?
2014. Let me give you the –
So his first year at Boise,
he was 2014.
So who won? He won the championship at Arkansas in 2013.
Yeah, the Sun Belt. Yes.
When with a 7-4 record.
Yeah, he replaced Gus. Gus came to Auburn. He replaced Gus at Arkansas State.
Okay, and then he took over a powerhouse, which used to be the Group of Five team, right?
Yes.
Boise was always in the conversation.
Right. Right.
Okay, when the last time you heard Boise mentioned?
Well, I mean, I mentioned them last week.
Before today.
Well, they got beat by San Jose State last week. They.
And I don't know this guy. He may be great.
Sure.
And so this is not everybody deserves a chance, right? I mean, but for the Auburn Tigers, he could turn out to be the next great thing. He could turn out to be Dabo Swinney, okay? A guy that just needs the resources. But it really seems like they went with a guy that they could control.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Well, you got to remember now, he coached when – you remember when Mack Brown was getting all the frustration and had to be replaced? He was their OC.
Right.
At Texas. So they were 8-5. Twice and then 9-4 one time, and Mack Brown was pushed out. So he was part of that coaching staff that got him. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Roll Tide.
It's a great day to be an Alabama fan.
we said we wanted him to keep Gus, but I'm thinking we may. Could you imagine, Ryan? Just like for me. This would be the equivalent. As a radio guy, I'm an amateur, and I have fun doing it, and I love it. But this would be like me doing this, you know, Facebook Live thing and all this stuff. This would be like me having the Iron Bowl next year would be the equivalent of me saying I'm ready to take on – what's that guy?
Colin Cowherd.
No, ESPN. He now – Patrick.
Oh, Dan Patrick. Yeah, Dan Patrick.
Okay. Dan Patrick. If you've ever watched Dan Patrick's show and all of the craziness that goes on and all that's happening, that's what that guy's going to feel like, Ryan. Could you imagine him looking across the field? What is he going to say to his team that's going to get them motivated that they're going to be ready to take on Nick Saban? What, is he a quarterback whisperer or something?
He did play quarterback. I'm not sure if he's a quarterback whisperer, but I mean, you're going into a living room following these guys, and this is a dog-eat-dog world when you look at the SEC. I mean, it's just tough. I mean, like I said, Auburn fans, and I know I pick on them often.
Over-under, Ryan. Over-under. Will Nick Saban coach against his – let me see, what coach would that be? 4, 2, 3. How many coaches has Nick Saban coached against at Auburn? 3? This would be the 4?
Yeah, so Gene, Tubbs, Chizik, Gene, and then
Gus.
Yep, and now four. But see, here's the problem. Here's the problem. If Brian goes down there and wins eight games and he proves that he can be a Power Five guy, he's going to leave. Because in the back of his mind, he knows I'm one season away from a hot seat. Tony, this guy won't be there two or three years. If he has any success, he will go somewhere else. Because right now, and Auburn has a chance. I need to clean it up. Right now, this is a bad job. When you get turned down by Louisiana Raging Cajuns and UAB, that's all you got to say. I mean, that's Auburn has got to clean that up. We'll see if Brian's a start. Let's go to Scotty in Tuscaloosa. Scotty, you're in with Martin Houston, myself, on Alabama Tradition. I hope all is well.
Hello, Ryan. Hello, Martin. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Yeah, man. Hey, Ryan, I'm just really glad Auburn didn't get Lane Kiffin or
Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer, right? I mean, Bob Stoops.
Hey, I'm really happy for them. They got Boise State coach, and I think they're headed for a few bad years, Ryan. Their recruiting is really, really bad this year, too. So,
you're right. They were at 46 in the country in recruiting. The only problem is Brian had the 86 recruiting class in the country at Boise State.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for the Auburn Tigers over the next 4 or 5 years. But I wonder what the over and under is, Martin, on will Nick Saban be coaching when Auburn gets their next coach? That's my question.
Here it is. I told you guys this was coming. Adam Rittenberg says Harsin was absolutely the top target at Auburn. I told you guys it was coming.
Hey, Scott. That's
but a source stuff, tells Ryan. Me Harsin was absolutely a top target for Auburn.
The top target.
I told you guys. I've been predicting this for 2 hours that this would happen. There it is right there.
Ryan, you did say that. You said that all afternoon, that they would say that's it. We got our guy.
We got our guy, man. We got it. But you have to, because you got to walk into these boosters and tell me, hey, give me 50,000, give me 100,000, give me 20,000.
We got our guy. We're gonna. What are they gonna win? I mean, they're certainly not gonna win the West. Auburn could be at the bottom of the West for a few years because you got Mississippi State. They are going to get better. Ole Miss is going to get better. Arkansas is already getting – I mean, Auburn could very well be at the bottom for several years, which doesn't really hurt my feelings, Ryan.
Hey, Scott, back to your question. I believe that we're potentially looking at – that's what I was going to say. What's going to be the over-under on Nick Saban? He's already on his fourth coach. So will Nick Saban, over or under, coach against 6 Auburn coaches in his career?
I don't know. I think he'll probably coach against 5 for sure.
We should be ashamed of ourselves. But here on Christmas Eve.
I didn't call to talk about Auburn at all. It just over the last 30 minutes, that's what came up. But Ryan, I just want to say you and Martin both very Merry Christmas. I know there's probably another caller coming in, but very Merry Christmas. I'm not as worried about the defense as kind of everybody else is. I like what Martin – I think Florida would score in the 40s against anybody in the country, anybody, you know. And I think, Ryan, and I'll talk to you next week, Ryan, I think that everybody in our mind, we still know what happened in Santa Clara. We still know that we got drug up and down the field, and we're going to play an offense. It's the same guy at quarterback. So I think we really just we're going to have to outscore them. But also in that game against Florida, we were covering those guys, and we got some bad bounces a couple of times too. They just caught it, but we were right there. All those are not going to get caught in games going down the road, you know, against Clemson and stuff. So I think we got a really good
And Scott, Nick Saban has to learn to review and challenge. I mean, we had at least 2 fumbles that he should have challenged. that would have given us the ball back. So he has to get out of that mode where he doesn't challenge anything and just trust. But Scott, I'm like you. I think that this defense has been what it is. What it is. I do believe that the thing about this offense, and the question is, how important is Dickerson? But I do believe this offense is just as talented or more than any of the other offenses, but they have a dog mentality. They will do what they need to do anytime they're pushed. And they've shown that in the past, and I always give Ryan them a hard time when they make the statements, hey, we scored enough points to win. No, we didn't. We didn't score enough against Clemson. We didn't score enough against LSU, and we didn't score enough against Auburn. No matter how many the defense scored, our offense didn't score enough to win. If they can score that many, we should be able to score more, and that's what this offense brings to the table. I think that's different than our other teams.
And also, I think a game like that against Florida, I think that game is going to make the defense a lot better, because look at the defense got better after the Ole Miss game. And granted, we didn't play great offenses, but they got better. And I think the game against Florida, I think going to the wire and having a tough game, I think that helped us way more than it hurt us. And I think we're going to be really prepared for Notre Dame, and we're going to be really prepared for Clemson. The other thing I want to say is we better not overlook Notre Dame. Pardon?
You just wrote Ohio State off.
I have to watch out looking over Notre Dame, too, because everybody in the country is looking forward to Alabama and Clemson. And, I mean, we better watch out, too. So, I think we're going to win, but we better not overlook them and think that we're just going to be a cakewalk. So, I think they're a little better than they were in 2012. So,
Scotty, thank you, man. Roll Tide to you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. God bless you guys. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Merry
thank
Christmas.
You. Scotty, here in Tuscaloosa. Rod, we will get to you in 2 minutes here on the past, present, and future of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
We are there. What a beautiful afternoon. The sky's sunny. The high today, 65. Clear tonight, the low at 36. Tomorrow, increasingly cloudy. Rain arrives tomorrow night, the high 63. Thursday, windy and much colder. Rain ending during the morning. Temperatures falling into the 30s. I'm James Spann on the ABC 3340 Weather Center on Tide 100.9.
The host of the game, Ryan Fowler, and the host of the Martin Houston Show, Martin Houston, have combined to offer a show filled with in-depth analysis of Alabama football and more. Alabama Tradition broadcasts live on Tide 100.9 every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. and is available live and on playback on numerous affiliates around the Southeast. Check out alabamatradition.com for a list of affiliates, as well as other great content.
And you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not bow, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town.
So Martin Houston and I were talking about Alabama and Florida. Martin, I guess I got to ask you the question now, because I think you and I were going to start our Christmas vacation a little bit early. Does Auburn make us work tomorrow, Martin?
Well, I think I'm scheduled to be on tomorrow.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah. Are you not on tomorrow? Are you not working tomorrow?
Well, I guess I'm probably going to have to now, right? Somebody's got to make fun of Auburn. I mean, can you do the heavy lifting tomorrow morning?
I will get things up and going live and local at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, baby.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I mean, if you do a really good job, maybe I can just replay, today. But never know. I mean, that was my. Let's go to Ken. Ken, you're in Alabama Tradition, not so fast. Darlene, North Carolina. Darlene, you're in the Alabama Tradition. I was about to say in the game.
Hi, Ryan.
How are you, Darlene?
I'm doing great. Hi, Martin.
Hey, Darlene.
I called because I missed part of your show today, and I haven't been able to get in lately, and I wanted to call and wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Darlene. We greatly appreciate that. And
absolutely.
We are counting down this beautiful time of the year, and You know, I love the spirit of people this time of the year. I almost wish that we could continue it 12 months out of the year.
That's the absolute truth. And we say that every year. I just wish we would take more of it with us, that we are human after all.
Yeah,
But I would also like to thank Auburn for giving us more reasons to laugh.
Hey, they kind of right there on the script, don't they? I mean,
yeah. I mean, I have a couple guys, on Facebook ask, what have I missed? And then one asked Craig Wooden, asked, have we talked about the Auburn hire? And I responded, Auburn made a big splash with their new head coach hire, !3, Coach Brian Harsin of Boise State.
But he was their number one guy. That's who they wanted.
Well, and Adam Rittenberg from ESPN, I told you guys it would happen. Adam Rittenberg is now reporting he was their top target.
Shame on all those other coaches for using Auburn to get a raise when they were not even being considered.
Well, see, the best part of it, well, like you say, all these other coaches are going, yo, Auburn called me. And their little guys are in the back room scribbling to see how much more money they can give them.
Yeah. Wow.
So, when you look at this Alabama football team and you kind of look, I mean, man, it's been a great year. But you ever think about it? I think somebody did this a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember who. But how many coaches Nick Saban has processed?
Oh, I mean, it's unreal.
You're talking about that he's coached against?
Yep. Yep.
It's pretty crazy. Every single team has gone through at least one, right?
Oh, yeah. And most of them, like, multiple.
Hey, second or third one, yeah.
Darlene, thank you for your phone call. Merry Christmas. Thank you for the kind words.
Well, you're most welcome. And Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Thank you.
Ryan, Rhett Dennison said they're going to paint the field orange, you know, because the Boise State has the color turned. That's sorry.
Martin, I mean, I'm kind of speechless. I mean, I know this is an Alabama show, but we impact with the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, hey, before we go, seriously, to all our great listeners that listen to us throughout the year and support us on our regular shows as well as this show, we want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a happy and blessed New Year. And, I guess we'll get you again next Tuesday before the new year.
We will. Martin Houston, Merry Christmas to you and many others. Tommy Paradise, thank you as always, man, for pushing so many correct buttons over there. Appreciate all the phone calls. We'll do it again next Tuesday. We get out of here and we'll talk. Martin Houston wakes you up tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Wimpenberry at 7, Gary Harris at 9, Travis Ryder at 11, Jay Barker and crew at 12. And we'll see you back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Tide 100.9. The home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.